Coming up, we're going to be talking about Star Wars Acolyte, plus also the release date for Wish and much more. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. Hi, it's Roger here from What's On at DisneyPlus.com. A quick Disney Plus news roundup. Let's start off with talking about Star Wars Acolyte, which is a brand new series that's going to be coming out on Disney Plus on June the 4th of a double episode premiere. So we've got the brand new trailer has just dropped and it looks fantastic. You got loads of lightsabers in there, kind of setting the tone, lots of action going on there with fighting going on between Jedis, and then there's a big, you know, Sith lightsaber just looking pretty cool. So this one is set about 100 plus years before the events of the Phantom Menace, so it's in the High Republic era, something that we've not really seen on the screen before. So it's going to allow them to kind of explore a new place that we've not really seen, and I think that's a good thing, kind of giving us something fresh, something a little bit different. Yeah, I mean, the trailers definitely did the job. Lots of action in there, which I'm really liking the look of. Looks like this series is going to be doing the prime time release schedule, because it's coming out on a Tuesday, obviously on the 4th, but also on the social media posts in other countries, for example, like in France and Italy, had the 5th. So that would tie up with the fact of it probably going to be going up then at like 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and then obviously then here in the UK and in Europe, it would be the following day because of time zones and all the rest of it. Yeah, it kind of makes sense. I mean, I was expecting that kind of thing with these kind of shows. You know, we've seen it with the Loki, Ahsoka, Percy Jackson, Taylor Swift. Makes sense to put it out at a prime time spot. So just be aware of that. When we're talking about the dates of this one, it's out on the 4th, but depending on where you live. But yeah, double episode premiere, and then that pretty much then will set us right through June with new episodes. Not quite clear if it's 6 or 8 episodes yet. Hopefully it's 8. A little bit more would be nice. That'll give us definitely a nice big summer show. And then later this year, then we can get the skeleton crew. But yeah, this is good. I mean, a lot of people have been speculating on whether or not we would be waiting until May the 4th till we saw this. There's probably going to be some little bits of an update or something around that time. But yeah, not too long to wait. We've also got the Bad Batch being released right now. That's going to end just before May 4th. You've got Star Wars Phantom Menace being re-released in cinemas. And then we got this one in June. Lots of great Star Wars stuff to be looking forward to. I thought the trailer looked fantastic. I really enjoyed what I saw of it at last year's Star Wars Celebration. Yeah, looking forward to this one. But let us know your thoughts on the Acolyte trailer. Did you like it? Did you not? I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. Moving on from there, let's now talk about Disney's Wish. It has finally been confirmed that the film will be arriving on Disney Plus around the world on April the 3rd. So it's been around about just over 4 months plus, actually, since it was released in cinemas. Close to nearly 5 months. So much longer than we've seen with any other animated film. Though not quite as long as Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. We're really seeing Disney pushing on how much and how quickly films arrive on Disney Plus. They kind of want to retrain us to not expecting films to arrive on Disney Plus as quickly as they were. You know, when we were getting things like Encanto dropping 30 days after it was released, it generally just sort of put that thought in mind that people could just wait. And so therefore they have been trying to make you go to the cinema or buying it digitally or renting it to try and get some money out of you. Because they make money off of you from Disney Plus, but they make more money from you if you see it somewhere else. And it's kind of retraining us and getting us ready and not expecting everything to arrive on Disney Plus within weeks. Because I think that was the big problem, was when we were going like at 30 days, 60 days, something like that, people were just thinking it's just come out. Was Wish, they've taken their time. You know, it came out for Thanksgiving, and we are literally going to be getting it just after Easter. So that's a much bigger window than we've previously seen, and I think we're going to see this a lot more with films moving forward. Ultimately, I think, you know, like, if a movie doesn't do very well at the box office, rushing it on to Disney Plus doesn't always work out best long run if they're trying to rebuild cinemas. But the good news is Wish is going to be coming just after Easter. I, to be honest, thought it might have dropped in time for Easter because that would have been a nice time to do it. But with many kids off for the Easter breaks and stuff, I think it makes a good time. I think it's going to be a big hit on Disney Plus. Didn't do as well as the cinema as I would have liked. It had some fantastic music in it. I think loads of people are going to love it. I love the goat in it. I think that character is fantastic. But great to finally have it confirmed. But let us know. You're looking forward to watching Wish when it drops on the Disney Plus on April 3rd? Love to hear your thoughts on that in the comments below. In our question of the day, which comes from Brendan, who says, How differently do you think things would have looked for Disney if they hadn't have created their own streaming service to begin with and try and compete with Netflix? I can imagine that they had nowhere near as much trouble as they would have done, and it's not surprising since they tried producing so much content at the beginning, even under new leadership, before scaling back before Iger returned. So this is an interesting question, and something that I kind of wanted to get into is, got to look long-term and short-term. Right now, we're in a little bit of a short-term bubble where everyone is, all the studios are cutting back, they're all looking at what they're doing and they're making some redeployments, changing things around a little bit, kind of course correcting, because I think that Disney having its own streaming service is essential. I think from the company's point of view, they need it. They do not want to be reliant on Netflix. Disney had already been aware of this before the pandemic and even before Disney Plus had launched. They were going down a road where Netflix was gaining more and more and more power within Hollywood. And had all the different studios not kind of started their own streaming services, Netflix would have been getting more and more powerful to the point where they can start dictating how much they're going to pay, how much, you know, how people are going to get to see stuff. You know, they would have had too much power. So, from Disney's point of view, having its own streaming service and becoming one of the key players was important long-term, not just for now, but in, you know, this is like 10, 20, 30 years down the line of making sure that they are in a major, major competitor, and so that they aren't just reliant like they were with cable companies to like Comcast, etc., you know, trying to do deals with all these different platforms. They wanted to be one of the leaders, and sort of giving to Netflix wasn't a good idea. Now, there's been some bumps along the way, definitely. I think the big problem really, primarily, was Disney's sort of inability to do something with Hulu. They should have either sold off the 60% they owned when they got full control of 20th Century Studios, or done something. That was, to me, the key problem, was them not willing to spend at that point because Disney was still babysitter mode. And Hulu was the adult side, and by not committing, they ended up splitting themselves, and they were still split between linear. They're still like that now, they're kind of getting there, but the problem to me was always been that Disney was divided. It was divided against itself, so it could never compete with Netflix, and that was the problem. Netflix was firing out all on one platform. And Disney was setting out on so many different ways, and obviously they were making money from different areas and stuff, so it's not as easy for them. But I think by being so spread out, they were never able to fully compete with Netflix. They are, like I say, they're making changes, and I still think they're going to be one of the cool ones moving forward. And I think you're all sort of seeing them moving around. I think Warner Brothers has gone through a stage with, you know, again, they don't have the scale. Paramount is the same thing. They all couldn't have their own streaming services. A lot of this was a bubble of them trying to keep up. I think the pandemic was this weird thing of an explosion of subscribers too quickly. And then we saw, you know, Wall Street pull back. And yeah, in the long run, Disney Plus was always a plan to be an additional part of their, you know, business. I think just during the pandemic, it became the plan, and they went all in on it without really kind of going forward. I think some of the problems of pushing forward on having as much Marvel and Star Wars content was because they didn't have that Hulu element that could have really, that would have been better spent. They would have been better off spending the money to get out of it. But obviously they had Comcast, and whatever or not, they didn't want to pay. I think that was the thing, of the forward planning, and that still idea of keeping Disney for kids and Hulu for adults and sports. You know, that was like, you know, the last decade, and that was their idea of what they thought they could go in. And the world changed, the world speeded up. I think streaming got picked up much quicker than they were expecting. Obviously, the pandemic was almost like a supercharge of 10 years. Things moved around. I think, yeah, I mean, no doubt. If you were to go back now to speak to Bob Iger in 2017 and sit down and go, look, Bob, don't go all in on 20th Century, you know, sell your stock in Hulu, get out of that, and put all of that into making, you know, Touchstone and ABC, you know. I mean, I think some of the stuff from 20th Century was still a good purchase. FX, National Geographic, 20th Century Studios, I think that was a good pickup, but they just got a lot of rubbish and they overpaid for some big parts of it. But yeah, I think it's not necessarily, you know, it's not a case of just looking at it right now and going, oh, well, all streaming, it didn't work. Well, Yeah, let's see what it's like in 3 years' time, 5 years' time. 2 years ago, it was very different. 4 years ago, it was very different. Things are moving. It's a long... You've got to be looking at the long-term picture of this, not necessarily just right now. Yeah, things are bumpy. Things are course-correcting. It was just never sustainable to have all these different streaming platforms. Yeah, we're seeing some consolidation. And I think Disney, it never made a lot of sense for this idea of having multiple streaming platforms from Disney. And... to be honest, once they launched Star internationally, on that was the kind of the point when it's just the fact that it's just taken so long. And again, it's Hulu. Hulu to me is that thing of they had this so much money tied up in this green platform that they were kind of too reliant on it. And I think, you know, things are going to change, but it's going to take time. You know, in 5 years' time, where maybe it is just, you know, Netflix, Peacock, Disney and Amazon are like the main streaming platforms. You know, what you don't want to end up with is then Disney just selling to Amazon and Netflix, and then they're dependent then completely on them. They can still do bits and pieces, but yeah, got to look much longer down the line of where it's going to be going. No one could have seen what's happened over the last few years and how it's happened, but yeah, there's a lot of issues, but I'd love to know all your thoughts on all this. Let me know in the comments below. Remember to go check us out over at whatson@disneyplus.com. Hit that subscribe button if you're not already a member. Also, yeah, join our membership program. It really helps kind of keep the lights on. And also that like button helps send a signal to YouTube that you like our content. And on that note, guys, thank you very much. See you guys soon. Laters.